Get road trip ready with a service checkup at your local Chevy dealer. They can save you time and money and get the job done right the first time, worry-free. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for current service specials or to schedule a test drive.
It's Anna DeVlantis here on WGN. We're talking about hydration with our friend Dawn Jackson Blattner today. She's the author of The Flexitarian Diet, The Superfood Swap. She's a food nutrition expert. She helps us all the time. And Dawn, I don't know if you remember, but one of the last times you were on, I said to you, I said, well, what nutrient or what most of your clients come in, or what nutrient are we lacking, or where are we deficient? And you're like, well, honestly, Anna, it's kind of water or hydration. You know, we've got a problem with this, a lot of adults, it seems, and maybe we know it or we don't, but let's get into it. How are you today, Dawn?
Hey, well, very good. I have my water right by me. All listeners,
I do too.
Please look for your water bottles, get them, take a sip. I mean, come on. You're so right. Last time we talked, I don't know if I told you this, but I love this saying. You aren't sick, you're just dehydrated. And so many times I have clients who come to me with all sorts of symptoms, and I'm like, hey, those sound like dehydration symptoms. And so it would be stuff like headaches or feeling fatigued or feeling irritable or digestive issues like constipation or bloating or gas or even muscle soreness. All of those things can be signs of dehydration.
How about that? So it's super important, right? I mean, we know this. Is the eight glasses a day? Is that a rule? I don't know where I've heard that, but I repeat that. And is that really true?
Okay, there are so many rules about how much to drink. So here's one I like a lot. Half of your body weight in ounces. So if you weigh 150 pounds, that would be half of that, would be 75 ounces, which is about 9 glasses. So, I like that. So half of your body weight in ounces is good. Some other generalizations, there's organizations that say women should have about 9 8-ounce glasses a day, men having 12.5 8-ounce glasses a day. But in the end, here's the deal. How are you going to know you're well hydrated? How are you going to know? How are you going to know?
Right.
It doesn't take a fancy test. I'll tell you, when I was the head dietitian for 10 years for the Cubs, I would do all sorts of research about the best method to making sure my players were hydrated. And it comes down to the craziest, most simple thing. Looking at the color of your pee. This is truly associated with a good marker of hydration. Just as much as if I was going to actually measure the specific gravity and do all sorts of tests, you can just look at the color. And you want it to be the clearish, very pale yellow. The only caveat there is if you do take a multiple vitamin, really right after you take that multiple vitamin, your pee can look sort of fluorescent. So you kind of have to wash that out a little bit. And then you can start monitoring yourself. And so, again, clear to more of that light yellow color, not yellow, yellow, not yellow, yellow.
Okay, so I've heard that when you like pinch your skin or something, that if it goes back, I don't know. I don't know what it is, but it's something about like that tells you if you're dehydrated too.
No, I mean, I'm telling you,
No. The
pee color is it. And there's actual research on this that coordinates the pee color along with this urine-specific gravity. That's the fancy test that you can invest hundreds of dollars in to see if you're hydrated. And it turns out that it is exactly the color of your pee, so there's really no reason to do all the fancy tests, except it was making me look cool when I was, you know, oh, we're going to do this test. But you know what? In the end, you'll look at your pee.
Okay, we look at our pee, and that sounds gross, but it's something we need to do. It's important. And I'm like, okay.
Exactly. I mean, what are you going to do?
Why is it fluorescent? Just because of the multivitamin? Why does that happen?
Yeah, a lot of the water-soluble vitamins in there, like B vitamins, if you don't need them, you pee them out. So the pee tends to have a little bit extra vitamins and tint to it right after you take it. But again, it shouldn't last long, and pretty soon then, you know, after it passes, you can start really, you know, monitoring that color.
Okay, so that doesn't mean you're spending too much on your multivitamins. You're just peeing it out. Like, that's not a thing? Or it just you're naturally going to do that?
Yep, naturally. And not every multiple vitamin, but some of them. Because I'll have, you know, some people will email me or call me and say, oh, my gosh, you know, my pee is fluorescent. Or, hey, you know what another thing is you know, beets. When you eat too many beets, your pee can turn pinkish in color. It's called beeturia. So a lot of times people will think, oh, my gosh, you know, there's something really wrong with me. But if you've eaten a lot of beets right before, that could be a problem.
Okay. Beet urea. What did you call it again?
It's called beet urea. The advanced version of it is called beet urea, meaning your pee is a little bit tinted, reddish because you've eaten beet.
I learned so much when we talk with you. I'm just telling you.
It's such important stuff, right?
Well, that not as much, but the rest of it in bulk, yes, absolutely. Life-changing, yes. A lot of the stuff you share with us. Hey, let's just pause for a second here because there's more to talk about on hydration. I want to ask you the best ways to get hydration. We talked at the top of the show, too. Jen, who's a big runner, I mean, literally, 20 miles is not a small number for her to do. She's working on running 100 miles in one of those like weekend kind of things. She said she puts electrolytes into her water, and I want to ask you about that, if that helps with hydration, if we should be doing that. Dawn Jackson-Blattner in a minute here. All right, Dawn, when we just stopped there for a second, we were talking about what's the best way to get your hydration. I'm looking here at the study. 4 out of 5 adults not drinking enough water. They're not getting hydrated. You said drink half your body weight in ounces. That was your general rule. But what should you drink? I'm guessing that the sugary beverages are not on the list, but what is the things that we should be drinking?
So you are an honorary registered dietitian nutritionist. You are right.
Thank you.
Ditch those sugary beverages, and not too much caffeine and not too much alcohol, because those are mildly dehydrating, not super dehydrating, but mildly dehydrating. Here's the shocking answer. Plain water is best. That is really going to be the most hydrating, except here's an exception. When you are super sweaty, you lose electrolytes in your sweat. So if you're very active, plain water alone may not be enough. You might have to add electrolytes to your water to replace what you lost in sweat. The other time that I sort of like people to experiment with electrolytes, in addition to sweaty times, is when you wake up in the morning. Think about it, right? We've had 8 hours where we have had no water. Sleep is one of the most dehydrating times for us. It's very active. Our body's repairing and it's regenerating. And so when you wake up, getting extra hydrated with maybe a little electrolytes in your water could be a good idea. So when you're active, and maybe when you wake up.
Okay. Did I hear you right? Coffee doesn't count, or it sort of counts? Maybe counts?
Oh, it does. It sort of counts. Here's how I say it, okay? So, I mean, coffee is like 99% water, so it is hydrating more or less. But after 2 cups, that's when I stop giving people credit. I say, okay, fine, you can count 2 cups of your coffee toward your water goals. But after that, no, come on, man. Like, plain water after that. Or it could be things like iced herbal teas, or even green tea, iced green tea, iced cinnamon tea, iced hibiscus tea. A lot of times if people have trouble drinking enough fluid, having it lightly flavored will help you drink more. So that's why those teas can be helpful. Even infusing it with things like, of course, everybody talks about lemons, infused in your water, but you could be fancy about it. Put like strawberry lemon and call it like sweet tart water, or a mojito water where you have lemon and mint or lime and mint in there. Even a splash of 100% juice, honestly, could be something that may help you enjoy that water even more, so you drink more of it.
I love lemon water. It just feels like any water tastes better. You just squeeze a little lemon in it, and it just tastes so good. Oh, my gosh.
Agreed. So mojito water. But that flavor really does help people. Yes. So that would be like lime and mint. And that little flavor helps people drink more. You know what I don't think a lot of people try, and I really love it, is iced cinnamon tea. So when I was writing the Superfood Swap, and I was having help with a writer helping me, every single time we would sit down, we would, cheers with this iced cinnamon tea. So I have very good memories of it, but it's also sort of naturally sweet because cinnamon is. I love that. So that's like a top tip. The other thing that's interesting is you might want to find your water personality. And what I mean by this is some people like room temperature water, some people like warm water, some people like cold. Play with the temperature. Maybe you like a reusable straw, maybe not. Maybe you drink more or less with that straw. Maybe it's the size or the style of the glass that you have or the water bottle you have. Some people love little ones. Some people love big jugs. So if you have, enough experimentation, you'll be able to drink more if it's lightly flavored, if you find that water personality. And, of course, keep it around you. You're more likely to drink you know, if you see it. So insight in mouth kind of thing, right? So always have lots of different water bottles around. Like actually on my desk right now, I have three different things to drink because it's like, okay, I could be drinking plain water. I could be drinking lemon water. I could be drinking hibiscus tea. Yay. Good variety.
You make it enticing. It's right there. I've got one right here. See? Here's my bottle.
Yeah. Oh,
right there.
That's like I said. I need to send you that honorary diploma.
I mean, seriously. I've liked that because you've taught me so much, and I hope others too. We hear from listeners too who say that you've changed their lifestyles too, and sometimes it's just small stuff, right? Like keeping it on your radar that you need to be hydrated. Because fascinating to me that was your answer, one of the first things that came to your mind when I said your clients, what are you seeing, and you said that dehydration is a real issue, right?
Oh yeah, headaches, fatigue, irritability, digestive issues, excess muscle soreness. All things that I see all the time, I say, yo, you ain't sick, you're just dehydrated, you know? And so we play, we experiment, and we, you know, up the water game and see how you feel. And that's what's so cool. Like a great tip would be is just for the next 7 days, tally your water. Keep track of how much you're drinking and how you're feeling. And do you notice when you really pay attention and you drink more, are you feeling better? Because then you don't have to force yourself to drink more. You think, oh, man, I proved to myself, not just I heard that, you know, woman on the radio tell me to drink more water. I proved to myself that when I drink more water, I feel better. So that's a great 7-day challenge.
That's interesting. That's very interesting because, okay, so do you actually tally how many ounces? Is that what you suggest or just glasses kind of thing?
Yeah, I think for a lot of people, they do better tracking in ounces. Okay. Because like, you know, when you say a glass of water, for some people, a glass is, you know, huge, like a gallon sized glass. And some people, it's this little glass. Technically, when you're talking about a glass, you mean 8 ounces. So you can track 8 ounces and see how many 8 ounces you have, or just track ounces in general.
Did you find that when your clients came to you and they drank appropriate amounts, that actually the headache went away? Is that you're saying?
Oh,
that?
Yes. Yes, not 100% of headaches are due to dehydration. And of course, if you have any issues that are like, you know, taking over your life, go to your doctor. But a good step is to say, let me do this experiment. Let me do this test and see if it could be really this easy. And I'll tell you that those digestive issues that many people have, much better with better water intake. The headaches, much better. Afternoon fatigue, much better. Irritability, much better. That muscle soreness, like after exercise, yeah, you'll still be sore perhaps, but it's just not the same when you're awake.
Did we lose Dawn? Oh, well, that's all right. That's Dawn Jackson-Blattner.